You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Communications professor Amanda Lotz has recently published a book on the rise of what she calls female-centered television shows. From Wonder Woman to Ally McBeal, they've come a long way.
The earliest female-centered dramas tended to put women in these empowered, and I use that in quotes, roles such as Wonder Woman and the Bionic Woman. And these shows functioned in the sense that in that era of women's liberation, we saw women with new powers that we'd never seen before, but certainly those shows traded heavily on their sexual appeal and were sort of campy in that empowerment. And so that was what we had in the late 1970s. And then as we move into the 1980s, we slowly have more and more women in professional roles. Cagney and Lacey is unquestionably a watershed series where you have a dramatic show built around two female cops. There's nothing, they don't wear short skirts, there's nothing like that about them, they're just regular cops. And there's a lot of attention to really the difficulty that they have negotiating the male-centered precinct. Following that, we have sort of these mystery shows, Murder, She Wrote, moving into Touched by an Angel. And then in the era of the study, I sort of organized the shows really into four different dramatic types. They're the action dramas, and while a lot of people have written about the action dramas in terms, again, of sort of this empowerment of women who can kick butt, I think really the overlooked significance of those shows has to do with the types of stories they can tell about women being challenged with competing demands. A second kind of drama that I talk about is what I call a comedic drama. And those are shows such as Ally McBeal and Sex and the City, which really take up from the days and nights of Molly Dodd, which aired in the early 90s. And those shows are significant in the degree that they bring a number of women into the narrative. And the women, as opposed to just having one female character there to represent all of womanhood, the characters are very intentionally different. And I think what's significant, let's say, about something like Sex and the City, you have sort of perspectives moving among the characters, as opposed to something like Designing Women or Golden Girls, where sort of you had a regular character that was sort of the feminist perspective. Another set, probably the set of shows that we have the most of and the ones that are the most commercially successful in terms of drawing the broadest audience, are what I call protagonist-centered family dramas. And those are shows such as Judging Amy, Providence, Gilmore Girls, which is still on the air, Any Day Now, and I include Once and Again in there as well. And these are shows that are centered on a female character who is negotiating work and family. Most of these characters are single or divorced, which sort of sets up a certain set of stories. And they all excel in their career space. Significantly, a number of those characters return to their childhood homes. And so they're not only negotiating with their children and family in that sense, but also with their parents, situations of parental death, relationships with brothers and sisters. And so that, again, you know, those are sort of an entirely different set of stories than we tend to get with the characters in the comedic dramas, even though we have sort of single women working in both kind of shows. And then the final set that I look at is what I call reconfigured workplace dramas. And those air primarily on Lifetime. And there we see an entire revisioning of what we call franchise dramas, sort of these traditional shows that we see again and again, the cop show, the medical show, the law show. And instead of just sort of slowly integrating women into those spaces or having a male-female ensemble, these shows on Lifetime, The Division and Strong Medicine, create really female-centered environments. It creates a very different environment and very different set of stories than we would have had in Cagney and Lacey. You know, there's no question about whether these women are able female cops. That's just not even a story anymore. And so it allows them to move into a new set of stories, sort of what it is to be a woman doing these jobs and the various issues that they have in their lives.
As the roles women play on television have changed, the question is, have the television shows shaped society, or does society shape television shows?
The answer is always that they're in conversation. None of these, the writers in Hollywood don't exist in a vacuum, and you have varying levels of concern about whether or not they're leading society or whether they want to push boundaries. The writers who are writing for the cable networks are generally given a bit more leeway to sort of push a little harder and introduce topics and taboos that we don't see on television as much. And so I'd say they tend to push a little more. But the broadcast networks are certainly still concerned with not alienating anyone. And to that degree, I think they tend to respond more. There's a great adage describing sort of the attitude of Hollywood is everyone wants to be second. And everyone's sort of afraid to be the first female-centered drama or the first show about a lesbian character. But, you know, once it succeeds, they're all right there to be the second.
Amanda Lotz is an assistant professor of communication studies in the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts. Her book, Redesigning Women, Television After the Network Era, was published in July by the University of Illinois Press.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.